My mom didn't let me get away with it, so I feel like it's necessary. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good, you guys got it. I was slow on that. Yes, he is risen, and it's hard to imagine that there is a better day of the year for sacred baptisms than Resurrection Sunday. Obviously, anytime someone gets baptized, that's a reason to rejoice. So the angels rejoice over one that was lost and was found. So it's not like it has to be on a particular day. And yet at the same time, when we were already in the midst of celebrating Jesus coming out of the grave and our opportunity to be raised with him and be disciples who are learning to obey all that he has commanded, then this is a perfect day. Maybe not unique, but still very special. And tonight we have five young people, all young at least compared to me. So five young people who are going to be giving their public testimony of faith in Jesus. They want you to know that they believe in Jesus. They want you to hold them accountable in love, because they are committed to Jesus. And so I'm going to pray, and then we'll have our first young man come down. Let's pray. Father, thank you for bringing us back together tonight. Thank you for the reason that we have to be together, namely the risen Lord that we serve. It is good news for us. It is good news that we get to proclaim, good news that we get to remember. I would ask even for those who are not coming down into the water tonight, but who have previously been baptized, that you would even encourage them, remind them of the realities of their spiritual death in Jesus and spiritual life in him as well, that you would encourage them even in their own sanctification, their battle against temptation, that they would remember, no, I can't sin. I have been raised to walk in newness of life. So as we think about Jesus's life, and as we think about our opportunity to honor him, help us do that. Help each one of these young people who are professing their faith in your son. Give them strength and courage even as they do so. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. It is perfect when they at least can just see over the wall. Was watching a previous baptism that we had videoed. I was just watching it yesterday, and all you could see were the little eyes coming up from above. So this is Calvin Kulishov, and he is here to tell you that he believes in Jesus. So, Calvin, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I love God.
You love God. And God says something about us. He says that we are sinners. Is that right?
Yes.
And what does it mean that we are sinners? What does it mean to sin?
Disobedience.
Disobedience, right. And who does God say has disobeyed?
Us,
yeah. We are the ones who have disobeyed. In fact, everybody has disobeyed. All have sinned, right? And God also says that those who have sinned deserve what?
Death.
They deserve death. So then God did something about the fact that we sinned and that we deserve death. And he sent his son. What is his son's name?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. And what did Jesus do for us?
He died.
He died. We think about that even as Good Friday, right? Now, is Jesus still dead?
No.
No. What happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
He rose again on the third day. So what we have as Sunday, what we have as today, right? Yeah. So Jesus died. Did Jesus ever sin?
No.
No. So he lived a perfect life. so that he had no sin that needed to be paid for, so that he could then pay for our sin. So we deserve death. He died for us. So how do you get saved? So Jesus died and then he rose again, but how do you get that to count for you? Do you have to pay him a lot of money?
No.
Like 50 million?
No.
No? Do you have to go on a special trip or journey or find like a hidden item somewhere?
No.
No? What do you need to do?
By believing God is Jesus.
By believing that Jesus is God and that he died for our sins. Yep, by believing. So you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
You're a sinner?
Yes.
Yep. And you want all of these people, like your brother and your sister, even they're going to know that you say you are a Christian. You want all these people to know that you believe in Jesus and that you want to learn to obey all that he's commanded you. You do? Okay. Calvin, it is my privilege then, based on your profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is Berndt Smith. Berndt, you are here to tell people that you believe in Jesus. Is that right? Okay. Why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I love God. I love my family.
Okay. You love God. You love your family. And in loving God, God says that we have done something wrong. What have we done? Do you remember what that is?
Sin.
We have sinned. Have you sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you think of an example of a way that you have sinned? Have you ever disobeyed your parents?
Yes.
Okay. That's good that you answered that way because I know them. You could have double checked on that answer. Yep. Okay, so even just that, even just disobeying our parents is sin. And God says that people who sin deserve what?
Death.
Death. Exactly. So then God did something for us because we deserved death, because we had sinned, and he sent someone to do something. Who did he send?
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
You could. Yeah. Jesus. That's actually the right answer. It's almost the right answer at any time. He sent Jesus. And what did Jesus do that was so important?
He died and rose again on the third day.
He died and rose again on the third day. That's right. Even what we're celebrating today, right? Resurrection Sunday. Yep. So did he die again? So did he die and then rise and then die again?
No.
No, he's still living. Do you know where he's at?
Heaven.
He's at heaven with his Father. That's right. And so he died and rose again so that we could have life. But how do we get that life? How do we get saved? What do we need to do?
Die.
Well, we die with him, but how do we receive the salvation? Do we pay him money?
No.
No? Do we have to go on like a quest and rescue the princess or find the gold?
No.
No? Okay, what do we need to do?
We have to believe in Jesus.
We have to believe in him. That's right. And you believe in him? So you already said you're a sinner. You believe in Jesus. You believe that he was God, that he died and rose again for our sin, and that he is still going to come back and get us. That's good. And so you want all of these people to know that you identify with Jesus. You believe in him. So who's your teacher at school?
Mrs. Avia.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that tomorrow Mrs. Avia says to do something and you have a bad attitude. Just imagine it. You have a bad attitude, and Mrs. Avia says, Berndt, I saw you get baptized last night, and you said that you wanted to learn to obey Jesus and all that he commanded. You're going to be fine with that. She's here. She's going to see you being baptized right now. Okay, that goes for your family, your mom and your dad. They're going to remind you that you are a baptized Christian and that you have to keep obeying Jesus. You're good with that. Okay. I'm good with that too. So, Bernd, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, this is Gideon Barnes. His brother is next, so watch out. But this is Gideon, so Gideon, here you are. You want these people to know that you believe in Jesus. So why do you want to get baptized?
Because I believe in God.
You believe in God. And God says some specific things to us. And in fact, how do we know? Is there something that he gave us so that we can know what he says?
The Bible.
Right, the Bible. So we have God's word. And in God's word, he said what about us? Are we good people?
No.
No, we're not good people. What does he say about us?
Oh, we're sinners.
We are sinners. Can you think of like another word for what that means? Well, what's another word for sinner? Are sinners people who obey or disobey?
Disobey.
Disobey, yeah. So he's given us his word. He's told us what he wants us to do. And then he says, you guys haven't done it. You've not obeyed, right?
Yeah.
Have you obeyed everything that God said to do?
Nope.
No. So you acknowledge that you are a sinner. And God also says in his word that sinners, people who sin, they deserve what?
Death.
Death. So then God did something. Because we have sinned and because we deserve death, what did God do?
His son Jesus died on the cross.
Yeah, his son Jesus died so that we don't have to die, right? So he took our place for our sin. Because did Jesus ever sin?
Nope.
No, he was perfect. He was spotless. So he could be a sacrifice that is a substitute for us. So he died. He died on the cross, you said. And is he still dead?
No.
No? So what happened to him?
He was risen from the dead.
Yeah, he raised up from the dead on what day?
Easter Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't call it Easter Sunday then, but we call it that now because it's so important to us, right? In fact, he died and he rose again. And how does that even relate to what I'm about ready to do to you in this water?
It's like we are dead, then we're back rising from the dead.
Yeah. So you are about ready to be buried in the water, and then you are to rise up out of the water like you have been raised up with Jesus. So it's a picture of that reality of your connection to Jesus' death and resurrection. Yep. So does baptism save you?
No.
Okay, what saves you? How do you get saved?
Believing in God.
You believe in him. Yeah, believe in God, believe his word, believe that Jesus is God, believe that he died and rose again for our sin, and then you can be saved. So you would like all of these people to know that you believe in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. Herr.
Mrs. Herr. She's not only here, she's right on the front row. Yeah. And you have a bunch of family people who are here, you know, your dad's back there, your mom's out there. So they are also, I mean, and they, your parents in particular, they're excited for you to get baptized. But this means that if you disobey, they might say, well, Gideon, we watched you say that you are a believer in Jesus. We watched you get baptized. And so you need to obey what Jesus said. You're good with that kind of accountability?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Gideon, based off your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, this is Trevor Barnes. He's the old man of the brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Trevor, here we are. We are in the water. Why do you want to be baptized tonight?
Because I love my parents and I love God.
Okay. And in particular, in loving God, He has given us His word that says, what about us? What does God say about us? Does He say that we're good people and we just need to do some nice things for old ladies and then He'll keep being happy with us?
He says that we're sinners.
He says that we are sinners. So do you agree with that? Do you agree that you are a sinner?
Yeah. Okay.
So can you think of an example of a way that you have disobeyed, like to your parents?
Not obeying what they said I had to do.
Yeah. And God says that that is a serious offense. And it's so serious that when we disobey, we deserve what?
Death.
Death. So we have all disobeyed. We all deserve death, according to God. And of course, He knows perfectly. He's omniscient. So he knows even if it's just sin in our hearts, let alone sin that other people see. Mm-hmm. So He knows, and then He did something for us. What did He do?
Die on the cross for our sins and rose again the third day.
Okay. In particular, in His Son, right? So He died on the cross for our sin. He rose again on the third day. And is He still living, or did he die again?
He's still living in heaven.
He's still living in heaven. In fact, He has all authority given to Him. And this baptism is one of the reasons that we do baptisms is because baptism is actually His command. So He who has all authority said that His people should be baptized to identify with Him, even in public. So what is this baptism going to be a picture of? What does it symbolize?
Us dying and rising again from the grave.
Yeah. We are being buried, and then we are raised to walk in newness of life. And I was telling you and the other baptismal candidates before the service that thankfully I've never lost anybody buried in water. So the symbolism remains true that all come back up to walk in newness of life. Now that means that these people know that you are a Christian, and you're good with that. And so who's your teacher?
Mrs. Pekinas.
And so if she sees you maybe being mean to somebody at recess, I don't know, is that a thing you do? I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. If she sees you not acting like Christ, she might say to you, Trevor, you have publicly said you believe in Jesus, and as one of His disciples, you're responsible to obey Him. So you're going to be good with that?
Yeah.
Same way with your siblings. I mean, people at home, parents and siblings, that's even tougher when they know, you know, that you are with Jesus, and so you are accountable to follow what God's word says. So you're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe it. Trevor, based on your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is Stephanie Herr. I'm not going to tell you that she's nervous, because that would be something that would be true, but if I told it to you rather than she had to tell it to you, maybe that would ease some of her nerves. Stephanie is going to also help me add to the number of babies that I've baptized. Because she is actually the second pregnant lady that I will have baptized in my life. So thank you for that privilege.
I'm looking forward to it. You're so welcome.
Yep.
That's why I did it.
Yeah. Exactly. No, not just to increase my baptism numbers. Stephanie, why do you want to get baptized tonight?
Because I love God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you love God, and you have actually loved him for a while.
Yes.
And yet you have not always been in places where that love for God was encouraged.
Yes.
So do you want to say any more about that? So like, where have you come from? So you've believed in God for a while. What kind of has gotten you to this point tonight?
I guess meeting Forrest and starting to come to TUC and just seeing what I had kind of fallen away from and what I actually wanted, and
okay,
deciding that I was not in a place where I wanted to be, and so I made this choice to come back. So.
Okay. I mean, as a third party observer, so as me looking at your life with Forrest, and as you took on the last name of her, because how long ago were you guys married?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. Okay. So, I mean, I've only known you for a little bit longer than that, but it has seemed to me like at every opportunity, I mean, maybe it wasn't each and every opportunity, but at so many parts along the way, you wanted to learn more about Jesus and what it meant to follow him and what it meant to be a wife, what it meant to be a Christian. You know, instead of kind of getting more exposed to that and being turned off to that,
yeah,
the more you were exposed to that and had those kind of conversations, the more it was your own desire,
yeah,
to be a part of that. So, I mean, it's not by our works, obviously, that we are saved. We are only saved because of what Jesus has done. And what did he do for us?
Died on the cross.
Right. Yep. Because of what? He died because we had done what?
Sin.
We had
disobedient.
Sinned. Yep. So I'm assuming you have sinned. You know that you are a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that Jesus never sinned. And therefore, his sacrifice on the cross could be a substitute for us. And then he died, and then what happened? A few days later, did he stay in the grave?
He rose.
Right? He rose from the dead.
Yeah.
And this baptism is actually going to show your own connection, your own union with Jesus. Mm-hmm. So as you go down in the water, it is reminding you that you have died with Jesus. The old Stephanie is dead in Jesus.
Yeah.
Sins are paid for. Sins are buried in the grave with Jesus. And then you are raised up out of the water, raised with him to new life, to walk in that newness of life and continue to then be his disciple. So, here we are in the water. You want all of these people to know that that is what you believe?
Yes.
Yep. You want to be identified not just with Jesus. You want to be identified with the church body.
Yes.
You want this to be for sake of your membership as well?
Yes.
Yep. And that is really exciting. So, Stephanie, based on your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's good. Let me pray. Father, thank you for Calvin and Berndt and Gideon and Trevor and Stephanie. And I ask that having obeyed now in the waters of baptism, that you would even use that as an encouragement to them, that you would bless their faith and strengthen even more. That they, as your disciples, those who claim the name of your Son, that they would learn to obey all that he has said. Help us, even as the church, to encourage them, to stimulate their faith, to hold them accountable, yes, but to do so in love, just as we ourselves want to obey and honor your Son, glorify his name through following in his steps, through doing what he has said. We don't do this because it's our idea. It is your Son's idea. It's his instruction, his command. So again, bless the obedience of each one of these baptizees. Encourage us as we are walking in this newness of life, all because of Jesus' resurrection. And I pray this in his name. Amen.